My name's Elena Pereira and I'm, yes, the Greens candidate for Footscray, and actually, maybe surprisingly or unsurprisingly enough, the data centre is actually part of that reason, to be honest, because I'm wearing a shirt that says 3012, and that's because it was part of a previous campaign that we ran around that very site to get a better outcome, which has now obviously ended up becoming a data centre. And I just wanted to read a little bit of an email that I actually sent back in 2019, and it went to all of our local Labor representatives, including ACT Council. And it said, I would like to make a time to discuss the opportunities for significant improvement for the West, possibly through the development of key strategic sites. There is such a site at West Footscray, 25 to 27 Ingrey Street, previously destined to be a development as a factory storage facility, masquerading as an opportunity for jobs and growth. The local community was against the project, but not from an anti-development perspective, NIMBY perspective. He simply recognised that it was an inappropriate site and a position that the market has now validated. The units haven't sold and now the whole block is back on the market. I said, I implore the government to intervene before more inappropriate development proposals are once again pursued for this site. The West Footscray community south of the train line is largely devoid of economic and community facilities. The Tottenham Station train line is a barrier and offers poor local amenity and doesn't foster community gathering and local pride. Many people in the area are passionate community builders and environmentally and socially conscientious. We want the site to contribute to the local and broader region in a meaningful way. We have shared our vision for the site from prior to the previous sale and reaffirm them now. Ideas conducive to a vibrant, multi-purpose precinct, worthy of its location, close to a train line, central to the inner west, readily accessible to the CBD, and en route to major regional centres. Ideas for the precinct include series of the west, urban food, meeting spaces, community spaces, a village hub, local access to food, amenities, community spaces, for sport, including recreational facilities, with a link to the West Footscray Community Facilities Plan, affordable housing, innovative medium density housing pilot. We'd like to discuss this. At the end of the day, we met and we were told the government's not interested, and if you don't like it, you should run for local council or state government. And now, rather than getting all of that possibility, all of the jobs, all of the housing, all of the civic amenity, the inappropriate development that we foreshadowed has come to pass, and it's an enormous data centre. The new housing activity centres are limited to north of the tracks. The legislation is absent, the strategy is absent, and we are once again being left behind. And the community knew what we wanted, we knew what we needed. All of those things would have been immensely beneficial to the local community and to the broader region. And instead, we're left with a data centre and promises that now it's going to be worked on. Now the legislation will be worked on. Now a strategy will be developed. It's too late. The community told you what we wanted. We told you what we needed years ago, when the site was for sale for a price that the government absolutely could have bought. They could have developed housing. Now that it's limited to north of the tracks, the new housing activity centres, it's abundantly clear that the government has no freaking idea what to do with this region south of the tracks. And that's not good enough. If you're in government, you should have a fucking plan. So that's why I'm running, because I'm here to represent the community, because the community knows what they need, and all they need is someone to listen and represent them in Parliament.